I know I'm going to have MPC CEO Neil Dirks talk about the mandatory price reporting.
Thank you. We had hoped to have Jim Compart, who is our co-chair of our Competitive Markets Committee, with us, but he's been delayed. So it's fallen upon me to give you an update on mandatory price reporting together with my esteemed colleague, formerly known as Paragon Economics Economist, whatever he's known as now, Dr. Steve Meyer of EMI. Before I make or relay some written comments, a couple thoughts. Steve and I both at one juncture were assigned to work with mandatory price reporting before there was mandatory price reporting back in 1999, actually 1998, 1999. Up to that time, price reporting in the hog business had been done voluntarily, and there was concern at that juncture that there wasn't enough participation to make sure we had a good overall look on the markets and the market information. So that's how it evolved into a mandatory price reporting process for swine. Later, pork products were added this last reauthorization. The law itself is reauthorized every 5 years, and this is the fifth year of the current law. And it will expire, if not reauthorized, by September 30th of this year. One of the main points I'd just like to emphasize is the important thing is getting mandatory price reporting reauthorized. I'm going to go into some details, some improvements that we see that we'd like to make. But the real issue is we need our mandatory price reporting law reauthorized to ensure that we have timely data available to producers and other industry market participants. Because one of the things we saw in the fall of 2013 when we had a government shutdown, we had a 17-day lapse on market price reporting. And it initially, people were able to deal with it in the first couple days, but after the first few days, there was a great deal of confusion. And we think that if it would have continued on much longer, there had been a great deal of confusion that would have really impacted commerce. It did come back into play after the government reopened, but I'll talk about the importance of having mandatory price reporting. It became obvious to me at that juncture that something that Steve and I had worked on for, well, up to that point, 15 years, had really been accepted by the industry as the information source on marketing information. It was mandatory, it was broad, it was complete. Tremendous amounts of data, and over time, the industry had come to rely on it, both producers and the packers that bought their hogs. And that's why it's very important we continue on. So I'm just going to make some prepared comments here, and then I'll turn it over, and Dr. Meyer can make any comments he wants to, and then we'll take questions. Producers need a transparent, accurate, and a timely national market reporting system to make knowledge-based business decisions about selling hogs. Timely and accurate information is important for a competitive market to function effectively. Mandatory price reporting offers market information on pricing, contracting for purchase, and supply and demand conditions for hogs, all of which enhance market transparency. As I said earlier, the mandatory price reporting law in this iteration expires this September 30th, and it must be reauthorized. We're working with livestock, meat, and other farm groups on this issue, on the reauthorization. Currently, legislation has been passed by the House Ag Committee, and we expect to see within the next week or two action by the U.S. House to reauthorize. Currently, there's no Senate bill yet, but we're confident there will be one, and hopefully the Ag Committee and the Senate will be taking action sometime this month. Some of the things in the bill from an MPPC perspective that I'll outline, and Dr. Meyer is far more qualified to respond to any specific questions, and a reminder that this law covers pork, but it also covers beef and sheep. Actually, it covers pork and hogs, beef and cattle, sheep and lamb. But we had some improvements that the industry had worked on over the last 2 years. We had tremendous amounts of discussions. Our delegate body over a year ago took action to support some of the changes. We really look at these as opportunities for improving the law in the next iteration. We're asking fundamentally for three things. One, a new negotiated formula price category. I'll make reference to what that is in a second. Also, we're asking that the morning and afternoon reports include all sales data from the previous 24 hours. Right now, because of some quirks in the law, there's some chunks of time that that do get reported, but when they're reported, it's not done in a very comprehensive and specific way. And what we'd like to do is have both the morning report for hogs and the afternoon report include the prior 24 hours. And then finally, we have been proposing, and other groups are also supportive, that we deem this mandatory price reporting legislation essential. And this is the issue to get forward that if we ever have another situation where the government is not operating, that price reporting can't continue. And fundamentally, we understand there are federal holidays. Some federal holidays are not general holidays for the economy. We'd like to make sure we get reporting done in those. Specifically, the negotiated formula category deals with the short term. Currently, we have a negotiated category, which means I make a deal with someone to sell hogs to them today for a given price. That price is then reported by the buyer. It is possible that there are trades in the industry like this, and we don't know the specific number of those trades or the volumes of them that would be deals that are made today that are negotiated between buyer and seller that specify specifically maybe a day of delivery for those hogs, but don't specify a specific price. Might be, well, I'm going to deliver two loads of hogs next Tuesday, and we're going to price them off the Western Corn Belt price plus 50 cents. Today, those do not fall in the negotiated spot category. They fall in other categories. We're asking for those kinds of negotiations, we call them negotiated formula price hogs, to be pulled out into a separate category. Sorry, I know I can get a little intricate. And part of the reason for that is that today, less than 4% of the hog transactions, the number of hogs that are in transaction, is less than 5% of the total. And what we're looking for is trying to make sure we bolster a good read on negotiated, that reports on negotiated sales, so that there's confidence for those people that use those reports to price other animals. We have maybe 50%. Dr. Meyer, when you get up here, you can tell them what the real numbers are. But the point with it is that limited number of negotiated spot market purchases are used as a reference point for a lot of other contractual agreements. And that's why we want to make sure it's robust. We do think that would be an improvement, obviously. It would get more information as it relates to what's happening in the short term. As I said, on the 24-hour reports, those would be when those reports are done, the morning and afternoon report, we're asking that include the previous 24 hours worth of transactions. And then finally, the essential, deeming the law essential. Other than that, as I said, the ultimate issue with this, beyond what we'd like to see as improvements, which are not controversial in the pork industry, is we need to have this law reauthorized. Dr. Meyer, if you care to make any comments, I'll turn it over to you.
On the price report, it's not to make the morning and afternoon prior 24 hours. They will include any animals that are reported after the 1:30 deadline of the previous day. So they're kind of accumulative things, but what's happening is those animals really have more to do with the next day's slaughter than they do the current day anyway, because they're so late in the day. And putting those numbers into those next morning and afternoon reports will reduce the frequency of not having enough trades or enough buyers to publish data in those two purchase data reports. So, you know, it's an effort to try to make sure we have numbers published on a more regular basis. It's not unusual these days on the morning purchase report to have no data. And so if you can throw some animals from the prior afternoon into that, we don't know how much less frequent that will be, but it will be less frequent. So it would be an improvement. So it's not prior 24 hours. It's just back to the 1:30 reporting deadline on the previous day. Other than that, I didn't see. I think Neil covered it pretty well. These are not controversial in the pork industry. The sheep industry has made some proposals to improve their system, and one proposal that would be a bit of a spillover for everybody, and that is that prior to the next reauthorization, that the USDA and the industry work together to create a report and do a review of topics that might be of importance to that reauthorization. We can handle that, and our industry has always been very good at getting started on these a couple years in advance and coming to some degree, a very high degree of consensus before the deadline gets here. The sheep industry kind of done that this time. The cattle folks are still dickering over what they want to do, and that's nothing new either. So that's all I have, Neil. We can take questions if you have some.